Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. David Neisel.
And I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog. Most of us usually think of bugs as pests and not as life-saving or earth-saving. And yet, some are. What I'm talking about are beetles whose larvae can digest styrofoam.
Yep. Several years ago, scientists found that mealworms and waxworms can actually feed on and digest this seemingly indestructible plastic.
But now they've found the larva of a beetle called Zophobus atratus can digest four times the amount of styrofoam, because this larvae is a superworm, 2.5 inches long.
To understand its process, scientists sealed these worms in a glass container with no carbon dioxide. After feeding on styrofoam, the worms converted almost 40% of the plastic into CO2, which means they turned it into breathable gas. Amazing!
It turns out these worms carry a microbe in their gut that can digest the material. When scientists treated the worms with antibiotics, their ability to produce CO2 decreased.
The next goal is to isolate the worm's microbe, most likely a bacterium, and produce it in mass. Then use it to recycle the 30 million tons of styrofoam produced every year.
We must find ways to reduce the plastic we consume. In the Pacific are nearly 2 trillion pieces of plastic floating in a vortex weighing 80,000 tons.
Perhaps we can bring that number down with the help of this amazing superworm. It also reminds us to preserve our biodiversity, because it's there where we find incredible solutions to many of our great challenges.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.